This is what happens your awareness is such that all of your senses are heightened so that sometimes life seems even more difficult rather than easier for you. But my dear friends, these are steps that take you forward. I have told you I will endeavor to hear your cries for help. I have told you I will always be there for you. And so indeed I will. But I cannot change your life's pattern. Only you, my dear friends, can do this. We can uplift you. We can sustain you through life's struggles, life's hard times, but we cannot interfere. I cannot tell you this often enough. Oh, how I wish that I could look upon you all and free you from your troubled times. But, my dear friends, I would be doing you all great disservice.
Yes, I think we can understand that.
Remember always, there are those close to you, those loved ones who have gone before you, also those who are bonded with you, and who you probably are not aware of at this particular time. Always you are surrounded by their love and their influence. As I also will give you that influential help to keep you upon your life's path. So, my dear friends, if at times you feel I have not listened to you, please, let me tell you, you would be incorrect in those assumptions, because always I will be there to help you in the way that is best for you all.
Right, it's not what we think should be done, it is what you know should be done.
Yes, because those of us with our wider vision can see the fuller picture.
Right.
I just wanted you all to hear these words again, because I know that sometimes you feel your words are not heard. I tell you now, always your thoughts reaching us at all times. So, take heart, dear friends, and know that each and every one of you are being guided.
Okay, yeah.
you all will succeed. And I speak about you spiritually, and you will see when the time comes for you, each and every one of you, to return home, just how much you have achieved and you will achieve. So, take heart's difference and know that the great Creator surrounds you all. Which is everything.
Okay.
I will answer one question this time before we allow others to come.
Okay. Yes, I have one I would like to ask. It comes from a couple of meetings ago. It's one which I quite understand you may prefer not to answer, and that I fully accept. You have told us that we are all many lives. 2 and 3 meetings ago, I had an overwhelming feeling that one of your lives was that of the Master upon whom Christianity is based.
My dear friend, I will divorce another time to tell you a little, because I know these thoughts come to me. I know all of you are curious as to my previous existences. I will say only this to you this time, that whatever form I have taken in previous times, always it has been one. To teach. I have never fallen upon this earth plane as you all have done. Always I have had and been grounded emission. May I say to you, your dear friend in the physical being, and the one who wishes to speak through you, and I acknowledge you, I will reveal a little more to give you a little more insight into that spirit being that now is within this physical body. I will endeavor to tell you more, and I will instruct you beforehand when I am about to do this.
This will be wonderful for us to hear.
Well, not this time. I hear you now. You friends.